Low-income areas of rural Oklahoma are blotched with food deserts where fresh, healthy food options are scarce. But it's a problem in cities, too. State Impact's Logan Layden visits a North Tulsa food desert to learn about one way to address the issue, community gardens.
They're not ready.
They're not ready.
Grains is
gross.
Try them sometimes.
Unless my grandma cooks.
School just let out at Walt Whitman Elementary in North Tulsa. This group of third and fifth graders is excited to grab my microphone and try to press recorder buttons, but also to brag about the garden they helped plant on a hillside behind the school.
What are y'all growing in there this year?
I don't know.
All kind of fruits and vegetables and basils.
Some basil.
Thomas Boxley runs the school's garden project.
The sixth graders pretty much maintain this area, but they've been responsible for watering the trees and kind of making sure that the area stays picked up and neat, and they even come out and pick turnip greens when they start growing.
For many of these students, fresh, healthy foods are hard to come by. This school and the poor, mostly black neighborhoods around it are in an urban food desert, a government classification for a low-income area without a grocery store offering fresh meat and produce.
99% of the students that attend this school are eligible for free and reduced lunches. And with the recent closing of a grocery store that is about approximately three and a half miles from where we stand now, the options have even become more limited. So that is an important piece of this as well, is to show the youth that, you know, you can begin to grow some of your food needs right in your backyard.
Boxley's main goal is to teach kids about where food comes from, the economics of agriculture, and the importance of eating healthy. Cherry Lasky's goal is different. She wants to make money.
I had an opportunity to just purchase these two lots, and I bought them. I was like, okay, now what can I do? What can I do?
She started a community garden where she could sell produce to people in her neighborhood. And mentioning Lasky's profit motive isn't meant to disparage her. She cares about this impoverished neighborhood and lives in a modest house that backs up to the garden, which for now is just a patch of tilled soil. If the garden becomes economically viable, it could be a permanent source for fresh fruits and vegetables. That's a rarity for this part of Tulsa, with lots of places to purchase junk food, but no healthy grocery options.
We call them hood stores, so we have a hood store on 56th Street North in MLK, another one 56th Street North in Peoria, one on 46th Street North, two on 36th Street North. And as you go, you know, that those are the people, they will accept food stamps and they'll charge like $3, $4, $5 for a gallon of milk. And people will pay it because you don't have anywhere to shop.
Well, and those places, I assume, don't have a whole lot of like fresh fruits and vegetables.
Oh, God, no, they have nothing,
like that.
Nothing fresh.
Lasky is trying to fill a need for a struggling area and is not cost-free. She had to buy the empty lots and gardening equipment. She pays people to do some of the labor, but does most of it herself.
In my district, at one time, people lived 14 years less than they did in the rest of the city, and now it's we've made some improvement, but they still live 11 years less.
Democratic State Senator Kevin Matthews represents North Tulsa.
We believe access to healthy fruits and vegetables would close that gap.
That's why Matthews authored the Urban Gardens Grant Act. It creates a fund administered by the State Department of Agriculture that individuals or businesses could donate to. It would also take in federal or state money available to address food deserts in urban areas.
Can I just like give a dollar?
Back at Whitman Elementary, Thomas Boxley welcomes the help. He's seen the impact urban gardens can have on young people.
And so when you get them outside and you let them get their hands in the dirt and do something productive, and it just kind of seems to be a stress reliever and a means by which they can burn energy.
Governor Mary Fallon signed the Urban Gardens Act into law this week, one of the only Democratic bills to make it through the legislature this session. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
Is this going to be on news?
That's the good garden.
Have you all ever, it'll be on the radio, on the NPR, on the news radio channel.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more online at kgou.org under the link for State Impact. This is KGOU.